In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Today's community question is, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do to make my ways any better than they already are. I have never been racist. And so this is more of a comment than a question, but what I'm going to read in this question and turn it into a question is by reframing it and saying, like, what could I do to make my ways better? I'm not really sure what those things are because I have never been racist. And so I have to be totally real with you. I am only human, and this question triggers me just a little bit. And the Inclusion First Project is absolutely a safe space, judgment-free zone for people to come and ask their most important questions on racism. And Carrie Sawyer is a person, and she has her own triggers. So I'm going to talk through those as I also answer this question in as much of a judgment-free way as I can. And so the reason why this question triggers me is because it kind of like externalizes like any responsibility for anything related to racism or any part that this person could play in fixing it. So they've made it like an outside problem that's someone else's problem. And because they're not racist, nor have they ever been racist, there's no responsibility in that. And so I guess that only triggers me for just the simple reason that we all have a role to play in mitigating and ending and interrupting racism. And so first acknowledging that is really the start to any good that you can do. And the fact of the matter is that we have been swimming in racist waters for a really long time. There are racist ideologies, racist beliefs, racist systems and structures all around us, so much to the point that we don't even see them a good majority of the time. We don't even realize that what we're watching, what we're looking at, what we're hearing is based in racist ideals and beliefs. And so because we're swimming in this water and we don't know that we're wet, like you absolutely have done something, said something, thought something, believed something that was racist. So have I. We all have. It's not possible to grow up in a world and in a country that is steeped in racism and not internalize any of that. And so the work that we have in front of us is how do we root that out and replace it with inclusive thoughts, inclusive actions, equitable thoughts, ideals, beliefs, systems, structures, etc. Okay, so that's my belief. That's, you know, you're going to hear that over and over again if you listen to more of the Inclusion First podcast or anything from the Inclusion First Project. The first thing that we have to do is to acknowledge that racism is real, that it is happening, that we are both being victimized by it and we are perpetrating it in different ways, often without our own knowing. Okay, so now that I've acknowledged that there is racism both outside of me and also inside of me, what do I do? Well, the first thing that I need to do is identify where that racism is showing up. And I think that our tendency typically is to look on the outside, to look for those like overt acts of racism. and depending upon where you live, you might not see those very often, right? But racism is still happening in a lot of the systems and structures. And you can identify that whenever you see a race having a negative impact in that system or structure, that those people, they're worse off, worse things are happening to them simply because of their race. And so that's like super oversimplified, but let's just say that your job is then to identify it. But I was talking about this idea of externalizing racism is happening out there, but really there's a lot of racism that's happening inside of ourselves and we don't even realize it. And so the work is for us to start to educate ourselves so that we can start to understand exactly how racism is manifesting, how racist ideals are manifesting inside of ourselves. ourselves and our brain and how we process and navigate and uproot those and replace those with something better, something good, something equitable. And that is a long, like, lifetime process, right? Because again, we've been swimming in these waters for a really long time and we're still swimming in them. And so as you replace racist ideals with equitable, inclusive ideals, you're still navigating through these racist ideals as well as you go out into the world and combating that. And then your job becomes to interrupt that whenever you can, whether that's an internal thing that you're interrupting or an external thing that is happening outside in front of you, potentially at work, in your community, in your child's classroom, in your home, wherever that is. And after we interrupt it, then it's our job to transform it. So how do we actually look at these systems and structures? How do we look at our beliefs and transform them? It's not just enough to identify them. Hey, look, racism, and I've talked about this before, racism being like a wheel. I see it as like this old fashioned wheel that's like rolling over people. And if you point at it and say, hey, look, racism, awesome, but the wheel is still rolling over people. So what do we have to do? We have to break the wheel. We have to interrupt the wheel. We have to transform this into something else that doesn't hurt people, that actually allows them to be happy and to thrive and to be free in all of the systems and structures and communities that they exist within. And so this question about what can I do because I've never been racist, the first thing to do is examine yourself. And I recommend this book all the time because I think it's such a great way to examine your internal views and to see where they do and don't align with the racist systems and structures and beliefs that we've been steeping in, you know, our whole lives here in the West. And so that book is the book by Layla Saad, Me and White Supremacy. If you think that you are not racist, please read this book. And this isn't a shaming, like damning book that she's gonna be like, you're a racist. But no, she does a beautiful and wonderful job of explaining what racism is and how it manifests in our daily life. And then asks you to put yourself in some of these situations to see about thoughts that you have thought, things that you've said, things that you've done, to see where you do and don't align with some of the racist ideals that are super prevalent in our society. And so you can read this book. Your mind will be opened wide. It will be likely blown. It's a difficult book to read for sure, but it is super valuable if you think that you've never been racist or you're not sure how you may have been racist in the past. She does a beautiful job of helping you in a very supportive way on this journey to illuminating what racism looks like in the real world and specifically in your life and how you are navigating through these different spaces. So I recommend that. So acknowledge that racism is happening inside and outside of you. Identify where exactly that is. Interrupt it wherever you can and transform it. And all of this is with the underlying tenet of educating yourself so that you can show up and create more good and not cause more harm. This is a lifelong journey, and that is the work that we are being asked to do. This episode of the Inclusion First podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this 4-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 1-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.